Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are looking at the life of David, sort of a quick overview of it, actually in sort of anticipating looking at the Psalms later down the road. I just thought it'd be useful to get to know the man who wrote a huge portion of those Psalms. So we're in the 18th chapter of 1 Samuel, and we left off in the previous episode with this little phrase. Saul looked at David with suspicion from that day on. From the day on when the ladies were going, hey, singing the song, Saul's killed his thousands. That's great. But David has killed his 10,000s. Yeah, you can imagine the type of friction, shall we say, that created right there. It's interesting because the next verse, verse 10 of 1 Samuel 18 says this. Now, it came about on the next day. So these are pretty well-defined days. Saul looked at David with suspicion from that day on, from the day when that happened and the populace were proclaiming David that highly. Then the very next day, it came about on the next day that an evil spirit from God came mightily upon Saul. So we've talked about this and seen this evil spirit before, or an evil spirit that has come from God. This time it came upon Saul mightily. Again, why is this spirit coming? Well, because the Lord had departed from Saul. Saul had walked in rebellion toward the Lord. The Lord said, you're going to do that? I'll leave. He did. But the Lord is still in control of everything. And if the Lord wants to use an evil spirit, he can use an evil spirit. Sometimes people get distressed by that and distracted by that, and you shouldn't, because the Most High is creator of all. Now, of course, there's all these questions that pop up. People say, why didn't he deal with this? Why didn't he deal with this way, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's not what the issue is. The issue is that the Most High God does as he desires, okay? He is the Most High God. So this evil spirit from God comes mightily upon Saul, and he raved in the midst of the house. So he was throwing a fit. He's raving. And then it said this, while David was playing the harp with his hands, as usual, and a spear was in Saul's hand. So remember why David was first brought into the house was to play the harp to bring peace and calm upon Saul when this evil spirit came. David is doing what he's supposed to be doing, but this evil spirit was mightily upon Saul, and David's playing at the moment wasn't helping. I don't want to say it wasn't working, but there was a battle taking place right here. So David, look at the picture. David with a harp in his hand. Saul with a spear in his hand. Yeah, don't you think there's sort of a vivid picture right here of the battle that was taking place within the unseen realm? Same kind of battle that takes place within our lives day in and day out. And it really is a great picture of what occurs when we worship, folks. I share this with folks who particularly play instruments in worship. I tell you what, when you start playing that harp, whether it be a harp or whether it be a drum or whatever it be, a kazoo, it releases things within the unseen realm. And those that have the spirit of Saul upon them, they want to grab the spear sometime and come at you. And that's what we're about to see. It's not limited, though, to just playing an instrumental music. No, that just happens to be what's happening at the moment. David is worshiping and he's playing with his hand. Saul is furious. He's raving. So what does he do? Verse 11. Saul hurled the spear, for he thought, I will pin David to the wall. But David escaped from his presence twice. So Saul has the spear in his hand. David's playing. Normally when David plays, it brings peace. It drives away that evil spirit. The evil spirit is having victory here in Saul's life. So now Saul determines, hey, I'm just going to pin him against the wall. So he throws the spear at David, and he misses, and David escapes. But he escapes from his presence twice, which sort of gives me the idea that he was being pursued, chased around the house here a little bit. Verse 12. Now Saul was afraid of David, for the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. So Saul was fearful of David because of what the women were singing. Remember what Saul said? Well, the only thing left for him is to have the kingdom now. Okay, they're singing such songs of adulation of him that he will now, he'll be the next king. He'll receive the kingdom. But he's afraid of David, for the Lord was with him and had departed from Saul. Now, does that mean that Saul knew that the Lord was with David, that Saul knew that the Lord had departed from him, and therefore Saul was fearful? Perhaps. I'm thinking it probably does, because Saul knew that the Lord had departed from him. Samuel had told him that, and what he was experiencing, he knew this. Saul knew that the Lord was with David because the Lord had given him victory over Goliath and had given people of Israel victory over the Philistines. The Lord knew that. But I think there's also the thing that he's afraid of David. He's afraid of him because of these things. And he knew. So what did he do? Verse 13. Therefore, Saul removed him from his presence and appointed him as his commander of 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. So Saul got him out of the house, got rid of David, got him out of his presence, and he appointed him as the commander of 1,000. So he gave him charge because he knew he was an exceptional warrior, an exceptional commander. So he gave him a command of 1,000. Now notice, he didn't give him a command of 10,000. He didn't give him a command over the whole thing. He gave him a command of 1,000. In the terms of the Vietnam War, he gave him a command as a second lieutenant. What was it? I think the average survival days of a second lieutenant in the Vietnam War, the height of it was measured in days. Yeah, measured in days. So Saul got him out there. He put him in command over 1,000, obviously hoping that the battles would take care of his issue. But David went out, and he came in before the people. He went and came. He went and came. What was the outcome? Verse 14. David was prospering in all his ways, for the Lord was with him. We see it again. The Lord is with him. Therefore, regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstance, the Lord was with him. If your father-in-law, the enemy, seeks to put you in a compromising situation, you're walking in obedience, the Lord is with you. Verse 15, when Saul saw that he was prospering greatly, he dreaded him. So he went from fearing him, and Saul sought to manipulate the situation to try to get rid of him, okay? When he saw that he prospered even more so, that he was prospering in all his ways, he dreaded him. He dreaded him. And that's a big leap right there, going from being afraid of something to dread. And so what is dread? The idea is this: you still have fear, but it's fear with awe, A-W-E. Fear with awe. Because he saw that the Lord was with him. He knew the Lord wasn't with him personally, Saul. He knew what he had had with the Lord. He knew how he messed up, and he saw what the Lord was doing through David. Now listen to this last sentence, verse 16. But all Israel and Judah loved David, and he went out and came in before them. Wow. Well, you talk about some family dynamics, and that's one of the things that we're going to see with the account of David. It's just the family dynamics. Nothing new, folks, what we face day in and day out. We'll see it right here within the Scripture. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. We'll press on the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.